Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people, Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen's with us. Stephen is he used to be a partner with Booz Allen Hamilton, and that tells you right there he's a pretty smart guy. And currently he's an outstanding Vistage chair, Vistage, V-I-S-T-A-G-E, Vistage. Chair in the New York area. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. Stephen Baum, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Stephen. One of the things I love you what you want to talk about today. You call it the 5-second rule for business owners. I remember when I was learning how to sell. And I don't know why, but I came up with this on my own, and that was that I found that I did better if whenever a customer was talking, if I planned to wait 3 seconds before I spoke, because if I didn't, and it's still a problem, it's still an issue I deal with today. If I didn't, I would start getting in my head already while they were talking what I was going to say next, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to have 3 seconds, just wait 3 seconds. It's not a pregnant pause at all before you speak. But you're saying we need a 5-second rule. So how's that work?
Well, someplace between 3 and 5 is good enough. You know, it's interesting. We had a visitor at our home for the weekend who is an amazing diagnostician, a medical person. And we had a conversation in which I was applying my own lesson, which is to wait 3 to 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And after the weekend when she was leaving, she said, you know, I haven't had a conversation like this in years. You seem to be patient enough to let me wind up to let it out.
That's the thing, isn't it? The patient thing. That's the trick, isn't it?
Well, you know, the sort of personality that is successful because of drive includes a lot of impatience. And we may be at times, my clients, private clients and Vistage members, may in fact be the smartest guy in the room. And then they may want to jump ahead 3 steps compared to the person who's speaking. But you don't learn anything that way, and you don't connect that way. And you don't come out with as good a result if you wait that 3 to 5 seconds.
Well,
and there's a whole bunch of books that are worth reading that I recommend to several of my clients to understand how you draw on intuition, which is what makes a lot of entrepreneurs and small business people
right.
successful, but how you put some context around it in that 3 to 5 seconds so you're not just going with your gut because of something that happened 5 years ago that isn't the same as what's happening now.
Right. So talk to us about how we incorporate this 5 seconds. And I know that you've been doing a lot of reading about this issue and talking a lot about it. Help us build this into our management style.
Well, it comes down to a how-to. You can intellectualize this, but you have to try things that work for you. So even though we know that our intuition has some real value to it, and there's this terrific book I mentioned to you called How We Decide by Joan O'Lara,
mm-hmm.
in which he tells some riveting real-life stories about how intuition was right. There are some other books that say if you can pause long enough to vet your intuition with some logic as to what's going on here, and if you can talk to the other person after that to frame the choices you're talking about, you come out way better. So one of the things I do with some of the clients is to get them to literally count to one. Now, that sounds a little silly, counting to one, but that's longer than they've been counting to. Another thing, for example, is a lot of these small business people have a Monday morning or Tuesday morning staff meeting. And the question is, can you let somebody else go first? Can you get some of your people to propose what the agenda ought to be and to start by saying what's on their mind? Can you go second instead of always going first? So there's a series of techniques to just try to see what works for you.
Wait 5 seconds becomes almost, instead of a practice, it almost becomes a metaphor, doesn't it?
Yes.
I like that because one of the things that I've told when I was a full-time consultant to my clients, and as I tell people now, is if you're not having business meetings, if you're not having planning meetings with your people, you should be having them and probably let them conduct the meeting. You just be an attendee.
And that's a great deal.
Which is all part of your wait 5 seconds metaphor. Quick break. Right back with Stephen H. Baum after these messages. His book is called What Made Jack Welch? Jack Welch. That's all I've got for
myself, if you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.